his plan for peace and for Australia. And we also have to say farewell to our gorgeous member for Pearce, who was, and also acknowledge Judy for what she has done. And it's ironic to actually ask herself, as she's packing up her Canberra office, where have the last 20 years of my life gone? I can tell you where they've gone, right here in the seat of Pearce. She's worked enormously hard for us all. You've got funding for the Great Northern Highway that we didn't have for so long. You worked very hard. And if I could just explain to you, when this project stalled with the Great Northern Highway, even though the funding had been paid by cheque from the federal government to the state government, the work was not being done. Gavin Rutherford and I were invited to go to the opening of a part of the East Great Eastern Highway. And we stood in absolute wonder as Judy shirt-fronted a very senior person in the state government, threatened him with total extinction if he did not commence within the week the work to be done on the Great Northern Highway where the school buses came out from Tea Tree Road. Judy considered that was the very first part of the highway that had to be done. The school buses were given absolute priority. Now, we saw for the first time these delicate little hands were actually real hands of steel. This man had the work started in a week. I could not believe it. Gavin? Shirt-fronting this man at the opening of this lovely Great Eastern Highway.
And what about sex appeal?
He used it beautifully. But as far as our own area is concerned here, we had a fire that went through Bindoon, and to our horror, we realised we didn't have a fire station, and we set about raising money for a fire station. So we got together with our Bindoon fundraisers, Anne Parrott and June Fromm, sitting here today, and we set about raising money to build a fire station. Now, we did catering for the Bindoon show, and Judy, up early, baking cakes, cookies, fronted up here, and where Jeff Parrott's standing right now, stood for the entire day, serving tea and coffee, selling morning and afternoon teas. To raise money for our fire station. So, you know, we've become, and that goes back a very long way. So, you know, Judy has been very much a part of our community, and I don't think you've missed a Bindoon show. Always recognises people, knows everybody knows Judy, and Judy, we're very proud to have had you as our federal member for Pearce.
Thank you.
Retiring is both happy and sad all at the same time, but I love the sound of Pearce for Porter, a porter for Pearce, it sounds really great. And can I just say, there are so many people in this room that I got to know so well and love dearly. And I think one of the saddest things about retiring from Parliament is the loss of the very close association you have with people, because that, in the end, is what it's all about people. And I remember as the new member standing under a tree up here near the Bindoon pub and giving my first stump speech with none other than the redoubtable Wilson Tuckey. It was pretty hard to get a word in edgeways. But anyway, I did that first stump speech up there, and I used to go up to the pub and have a drink with the locals as well and my rounds. But I got to know the people of this region very well. Dear June Fromm, how can I ever thank you, June, for the work you did to promote me during election campaigns. You know, June would get out there, she'd walk up and down Great Northern Highway with sandwich boards on her, saying, "Vote one, Judy." I've been deeply touched by your warmth and your generosity. I'm deeply touched today that you would think of me. I really am. I mean, things move on. But I've been really enriched by my association with people like Jan, Lance, all of you, really. If I start naming people, I'll be here all day. But I'd like to particularly acknowledge the work Sally Gifford has done as the president of the Pierce Division here. the local branch, and of course George always at her side, helping her out, and you've been a great support, and you've been a great champion for the Liberal cause. Thank you so much, Sally, for what you have done, and all of you who've held office over many, many years. Bob, you know, we go back a long way to those very early days,
yep.
And you're a great champion of the community too.
It was a pleasure.
I could go through everyone. And I loved coming up here. I love making the Lamingtons and whatever else I made. I can't remember now. But I always felt it was to my benefit, actually, because if somebody was giving me trouble politically, I could say, listen, I'm not giving you any cream on your scones if you keep that up. So I reckon I had the upper hand here. But this is the way this community worked. You know, there should be more of it in our country, that you got on and you actually did things. You never whinged. You came sometimes and asked for support. But when you needed a new fire brigade building, you actually got out there and you raised the money and you did it. And I greatly and deeply admired that spirit. And I think it's often typical of country areas, but perhaps not so typical in the city. And these are the characteristics that have built this great country, and they're the characteristics that will keep it a great country into the future, and it's a great legacy that you pass on to the younger generation. So thank you ever so much. No candidate, no member could have been better supported than I've been supported, and as I say, you have enriched my life in so many ways, and I'll ever be grateful for the opportunity to have served this and other communities in the electorate of Peers. I have to say I'm utterly delighted that Christian Porter has been pre-selected as the Liberal candidate.